it was just a few weeks ago we were talking about this at Thanksgiving, right? And I said the usual things. It's a broken record at this point, all the things that you should do to make your reservation. And number one is make them early. And, you know, on my website, I've got the ability to see how people are coming into the website. And the day before Thanksgiving, there were so many people coming in with the search term, restaurants that are open for Thanksgiving in Orlando. Everybody was just putting it off until the day before Thanksgiving. Don't do that for Christmas, because as limited as the restaurants are for Thanksgiving, there are even fewer for Christmas. Some people will you know, ask their staffs to make that sacrifice to be open and to be working on Thanksgiving Day, but they just can't do it for Christmas, many of them. So really, the list is going to be limited. And you know what you should consider for Christmas dining are the non-traditional restaurants. I mean, those that aren't going to be serving necessarily the traditional Christmas dinner, whatever that is for your family. You know, the number one cuisine in New York on Christmas Day, Chinese food. The Chinese restaurants are open. They have dine-in. They deliver. You might find that here. You might find that with some of the Vietnamese restaurants that are so good in the Orlando area, down in the Mills 50. And I know that there's at least one Indian restaurant that will be open on Christmas Day in Orlando. That's Raga down on Sand Lake Road on the restaurant row. So maybe a little Indian Christmas dinner might be in order. Bosphorus, which is the Turkish restaurant that's on Park Avenue and also on Sand Lake Road. Good food. And, you know, you can make a new tradition with a Mediterranean cuisine. Buca di Beppo. Everybody loves Italian food. And Buca di Beppo does such a great job with family style serving, where the food might come out on a big platter and you pass it around. And, you know, that's very Christmassy, I think, to a lot of people.
Do they have restricted hours given that they're Italian?
Well, you know, they're all going to have a different hours than their normal hours. So you want to check these places out soon, find out what times they're open, what time you can get the family together to go out and make your reservation. If you want something a little bit more traditional and maybe something a little upscale, I know that the Waldorf Astoria, their signature restaurant, Bull and Bear, will be open. They're known for their steaks, but I'm sure they're going to have some of the traditional holiday-type fare as well. Columbia, down in Celebration. They say they're Spanish, but they're really more Cuban. Actually, they're not even Cuban. They're just a mishmash of Spanish and Cuban, but they do a lot of good things, and they're going to be open on Christmas Day. Of course, all the big hotels, they'll have something available, but don't expect them to have their signature dining room open. The Caribe Royale is a good example. Their signature dining room is the Venetian room, but that won't be open, but they are going to be serving in their other dining area. So you'll find something. Get out there. Call right now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.